This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. America's top diplomat says there's no reason to panic over North Korea.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is urging calm.
Americans should sleep well at night, have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days.
Tillerson says he prefers diplomacy and doesn't believe there is any imminent threat from North Korea.
They will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
And about yesterday's threat by President Trump?
What the president is doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand.
Matt Small, Washington.
After North Korea threatened Guam, Guam Governor Eddie Calvo says the U.S. territory knows the U.S. has got its back.
Guam is American soil, and we have 200,000 Americans in Guam and the Marianas.
United States expels two Cuban diplomats after incidents in Cuba.
The State Department announced Wednesday that two diplomats from the Cuban embassy in Washington were expelled earlier this year following incidents in Cuba that left U.S. personnel stationed there with what was described as physical symptoms that needed to be treated. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert was short on detail in describing the issues affecting the U.S. personnel.
It is a cause of great concern for us. It's caused a variety of physical symptoms in these American citizens who work for the U.S. government.
Nauert says the physical symptoms are not life-threatening. The two Cubans were expelled in May. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Kenyan police opened fire Wednesday to disperse rioters in several areas after a presidential challenger alleged election fraud. This pastor in Nairobi says he saw police beating up protesters.
They end up shooting one of my cousins, so he's dead now. Our country or our leaders, how can they help us? We need our rights.
President Kenyatta has a strong lead with 96% of the votes counted. This is townhall.com.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, a leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free training technique and my daily insider market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-288-0092. That's 800-288-0092.
Doctors are encouraged by a study in Hong Kong that shows blood testing holds promise for screening people for cancer in the future.
It's called a liquid biopsy, and doctors in Hong Kong used it to screen for nasopharyngeal cancer, which forms at the top of the throat behind the nose. This test can detect DNA that tumors have left behind in the bloodstream. About 20,000 men were screened, about 1,000 were red flagged, and further testing found the cancer in 34 of those patients. There was only one false reading. There's hope this technology might someday replace colonoscopies and mammograms for detecting cancer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Coast Guard has rescued a Navy jet pilot off the Florida Keys. Coast Guard news release says they received a report Wednesday that a Navy F-5N jet pilot was in the water 20 miles southeast of Key West and needed assistance. The helicopter and airplane were diverted to the area where they picked him up. This is townhall.com. Online thieves are increasingly hitting today's manufacturing sector with cyber attacks that demand ransom to make computer malware go away.
A report by NTT Security says manufacturers, government, and financial firms are now the top targets globally for illicit intrusions by criminals, foreign espionage agencies, and others. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's incident response data show that since 2015, U.S. manufacturers considered critical to the economy and normal modern life, like makers of autos and aviation parts, have been the main targets of cyber attacks that outstripped energy, communications, and other types of critical infrastructure. Jeremy House reporting.
A former Boy Scout claims a New Jersey Scoutmaster sexually abused him hundreds of times during the 1990s. Christopher Malcolm, now in his 30s. He and two other former scouts have filed a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts, claiming Scoutmaster Stephen Corcoran sexually abused them. This is townhall.com.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's time for our favorite historian, Bruce Kaufman, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide, regularly lectures on a number of historic topics. History fanatic since childhood, he tells me, launched Bruce's history lessons in 2001. And we've got, another compilation, new book coming out shortly, Bruce?
It's going to come out probably, I'm hoping, in mid-September. We're going back and forth on that. But, yeah, okay. Mid-September to early October is the goal.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. First of all, before we get into some of the history, you know, perspectives, because I want to talk about, this current week, August the 6th was kind of the anniversary, I guess, of sorts, of Hiroshima and Little Boy, and some little-known facts that I want you to touch, which is one of your history lessons that you have to share with us. But before we get into it, I want to talk about the current administration. The Trump administration is, it is exposing a lot, and you and I have discussed this. The exposure works both ways. When you put the light on in the dark areas of our bureaucracy, if anything is bipartisan, it is the ugliness that is being shown out here as this Trump light of exposure, whether it's intentioned or not, but it's just that opposing force. It is exposing a lot of ugliness about our bureaucracy right now, isn't it?
It has indeed, Bill. Again, and you and I have talked about this. For the most part, there the Trump policies, most of them I support. How he's going about trying to get those policies put in place, that's where I have a big problem with how the president is handling his executive office. One of the things that has struck me is that this is a gentleman whose fame is that he was a deal maker. His book, mm-hmm. The Art of the Deal. I have not seen him do any dealing. He either calls in his members of his administration or calls in members of Congress and gets mad at them or threatens them, but he never offers them deals. He never says, okay, I'll give a little here, if you guys give a little there, which is what bipartisanship is all about. If you want to get bills passed in Congress, you have to compromise. I'm not seeing him do that.
I wonder, Bruce, he is showing us a different aspect of his personality. And as you appropriately say, here he is. He's the art of the deal. And I think we went through this in the previous administration where arrogance seemed to reign so profoundly. And maybe this is the other side of the same coin in terms of, Donald Trump coming, to D.C. and just seeing the way the establishment is. We talked about draining the swamp. Is there such disdain about it that he can't even, even begin to think about deal making, that he just is, I only call it arrogance, because sometimes what happens is you can look at the problem and you can just say, this is so disgusting, I don't even want to deal with it. That's not the way it works in D.C., does it?
No, and that's not the way it's supposed to work, and that's certainly not how the founding fathers envisioned it working. But yeah, and if you look at what Trump has done, Somewhat in his defense, of course, he's got the entire D.C. establishment and the media against him, which President Obama did not have. He had the meeting out of his hands. So Trump is a little bit more defensive in that sense. But, yeah, you look at what he's done. Most of the things he's accomplished have been executive orders. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what President Obama did when he got to the White House. He ignored the Constitution. He ignored the fact that Congress is supposed to be the leading branch in terms of making public policy by passing laws that affect public policy. So that's what Trump has done. He's kind of repeating what President Obama did, which is to say they're not engaging in politics, they're not engaging in partisanship, they're not dealing with Congress. They're doing end runs around Congress by issuing executive orders. That's the only way Trump has got things done.
Yeah, and now you've got Congress reacting and doing end runs around the president, you know, locking his hands on this Mueller prosecution. No wonder that you get this knee-jerk reaction and stuff right now that probably, you know, has the founding fathers spinning in their graves.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the whole point of the whole point of politics as the founding fathers envisioned it was that Congress is first among equals. Congress passes the laws, and of course there are two branches of Congress, which means that, you know, the Republicans have their conversion. The House of Representatives has its version of a bill. The Senate has its version of a bill because they both are appealing to two different constituencies, so they have two different priorities. And then they go into a House-Senate conference. They compromise over the bill. They pass the bill. Then they have to worry about the president signing the bill, so they have to keep his priorities in their mind whenever they're passing bills. That's how politics is supposed to work, and that's how the Founding Fathers envisioned it. That's the greatness of our country and how we make public policy, and that is not happening.
How do we get on the other side of this, Bruce? I mean, something's got to give. I mean, you can't have this going on, especially, you know, when you got the president signing statements that pretty much says, well, they kind of held a gun to my head here in regard to Russia with all the sanctions, and then you get the Mueller bill that comes across that pretty much ties the president's hands that says, we're going to make sure that Mueller is the last guy standing, and if he gets invited to leave the building, then there's going to be some some things set into place here to make sure that we don't have absolute chaos going on.
Yeah, I mean, I do not think Trump is stupid enough to fire Robert Mueller. This would be Saturday night massacre.
Yes, exactly, all over again.
I mean, that would be crazy. Well, so I do not think that's going to happen. But in terms of how do we solve this problem, gosh, Bill, I think for the last 3 or 4 years, you and I have been trying to figure that one out. But I guess my standard answer is we go back to the founding fathers' principles. We go back to the Constitution. We abide by what the Constitution says. The Constitution is the greatest document in terms of organizing a government, the rule over the people, in which the sovereignty of the people is supreme, that has ever been created. And we've gotten away from that. And if we get my simple solution to your question is we go back to the Constitution. We go back to how the Constitution prescribed us governing, how the Constitution prescribed this under the laws that this nation lives.
You know, and the thing is about business people, and we'll give Trump his credit that is due him as a businessman, is they know instinctively if things are not working, they always look back and they'll go back to say and consider and try to discern when they made the wrong turn. And this is, you know, to your point, is what we need to do as a country. I believe Main Street America is already starting to do this. I'm encouraged, Bruce, by the everyday man and woman out on the street and the way they're speaking and articulating what this government needs to do. And it's along the lines of what you're saying, and that is that you're having people falling in love with the Constitution again. And when I say falling in love, I'm talking about, first of all, becoming again familiar with something that they took for granted. And when they start hearing the words of the Constitution, they go, why aren't we doing that?
Absolutely, Bill. The people are beginning to, I think you're right, I think people are beginning to pay more attention to the Constitution because they're beginning to realize the threat to the Constitution that is currently being posed, not just with President Trump, certainly with President Obama as well, but also they're beginning to realize what the Constitution says about who has the ultimate power in this country. It isn't the President, it isn't members of Congress, it isn't the Supreme Court, it's the people. The government, what the Declaration of Independence says, and what the Constitution and the Bill of Rights set in stone, is that the ultimate rulers of this nation are the people themselves. And I think the people, I think to your point, the people are beginning to realize, hey, we're the bosses here. People aren't listening to us, and we're going to start. We're going to start making our voices known. We're going to start making our voices louder.
And to his credit, Donald Trump said on Inauguration Day he was returning the government back to we the people. More from Bruce Kaufman after the break.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
After at the top of the hour. Bruce Kaufman is still with us. Yes, our favorite historian. Hey, Bruce, remind everybody how they can subscribe to History Lessons, Part 1, 2, and 3 every week.
Okay, Bill, they can go on my website, which is historylessons.net. That's one word plural, historylessons.net. And right on the homepage, on the right side, it says subscribe to Bruce's writings. You type in your name, your email address, and then you choose among the three offerings that I send out every week. On Monday, I send out a quote of the week, and it's my quote, my idea of a quote that's interesting, amusing, thought-provoking, and so on. Click that one, and you'll get that in an email on Mondays. On Wednesdays, I send out my history lesson, my syndicated newspaper column. I take an event that occurred that week in history, and I write about it. It's a 450-word column. It's short, to the point. Click that one, and I'll send that out to you in an email on Wednesday. And then on Friday, I write my Thinking Out Loud column, which is my take on some of the things you and I talk about, politics, public policy, and so on. Again, a short 450-word to-the-point column. So click on that one, and I'll send that to you on Friday. And you can pick one, two, all three. It's really up to you. And if you decide that one or more of them aren't your cup of tea, you can always unsubscribe.
But I'll tell you, I will say this, I am prejudiced, you know that, going into this. You want all three. You will enjoy all three. It is good. I think it fills a definite void in our lives that we are, as we've been talking about, have moved away from some of the old civic lessons that we needed to have. And Bruce has often congratulated and praised for this information that teachers around the country they rely on your stuff, Bruce. They're teaching it in your classroom and sharing it with their students. I know they much appreciate it.
They do. I do get a lot of emails from both readers, teachers, and students saying that, you're using my teacher's using the common classroom, and we really enjoy it.
Oh, great. Well, Bruce, speaking of history lessons, it was August the 6th, 1945, Hiroshima and Little Boy, some little-known facts that you're sharing with us this week in Bruce's history lessons. Tell us about that.
Okay, so back in the early 1940s, Albert Einstein was made aware that the Nazis, the Germans, were trying to develop what they thought would be an atomic weapon. And so he wrote a letter to Franklin Roosevelt, the president, saying, you know, we need to get on this, because if the Nazis develop an atomic bomb before we do, we've got serious problems. So Roosevelt initiated what was called the Manhattan Project, and that was the project that basically developed the atomic bomb. And it was on August 6th this week that it was dropped on the city of Hiroshima, the Japanese city of Hiroshima. It was dropped by a B-29 Super Fortress bomber. It was named the Enola Gay after the commander of the ship, Paul Tibbets. He named it after his mom. Mm-hmm. And it took off from Tinian Island in the North Pacific, and it was headed for Hiroshima. And one of the little-known facts is that only Tibbets, the captain, knew what their payload was when they took off. But he told the members of the crew afterwards, or during the flight, that we were going to be dropping a first-ever atomic bomb on a Japanese city. What he didn't tell them was that if something went wrong and they were somehow captured, he had been issued cyanide pills for all of them to take in order to kill themselves before the Japanese could interrogate them. And if they did not take the pills, he was under orders to shoot them. So there was that little dangerous aspect, little known aspect to it. But in any event, on 8:15 in the morning of August 6th, the first atomic bomb, it was codenamed Little Boy. The second one on Nagasaki was codenamed Fat Man. Anyway, it was released, and it was it actually detonated about 43 seconds later at an altitude of 1,900 feet. And the Enola Gay plane was 9 miles away when it detonated, and yet it was buffeted by the force of the bomb.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
It was. I mean, that's how powerful it was. And as we know, between Hiroshima and Nagasaki, approximately a little over 100,000 people died, both instantly or later, radiation sicknesses of that kind. It was obviously the war changer. It convinced Emperor Hirohito, the Japanese emperor, that Japan had to surrender. And it's a very good thing that they did, because the alternative was an invasion of Japan, had the Japanese not surrendered after the two bombs were dropped. And an invasion of Japan by U.S. forces would have been a murderous the estimates were that as many as 1 million American soldiers would have died in that invasion. So,
you know, Bruce, you know, Bruce, to this day, you know, I often question and go, why did it take two bombs? After that first bomb, it had to be so devastating, and you talk about shock and awe that we have never seen since. Why would you need another bomb?
Because, Bill, keep in mind that the Japanese government was not a democracy, okay? Hiro was the emperor. Hirohito was the emperor, but he was pretty much a figurehead. Who was running the government? Military leaders. And remember the Japanese Bushido code, the way of the warrior. We do not surrender ever. We only surrender upon death. We die before we surrender. And so there were members, there was a cabal in the Japanese government that refused to surrender. And they were only overruled, finally, by Hirohito after the second bomb dropped when they realized that there's no way we can continue this. That's why a second one was necessary.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you think about man's ideology and their conviction, and it was definitely on display there with the Japanese warriors. They would never surrender. And wow, I mean, you think about the devastation that hit those two cities and the thousands of people that suffered because of this. And I think to this day, and you and I have discussed this before, Bruce. To this day, it is on the consciousness, and it's even within the DNA, dare I say, of the citizens of America, about the force of the atomic bomb, and this is why we are so, so concerned about nuclear activity with North Korea and other, you know, emerging players that would want to have this kind of force. With it comes an incredible amount of responsibility, and certainly it is as if the whole mantle of nuclear responsibility and the power and force of it lies in the hands of the American people.
Yeah, and let's, you know, this was the one plus of the atomic bomb. Both the Russians and the Americans realized that, and this also when we went to hydrogen bombs later, that the destruction was so great that it was not a war winner at all. Up until then, okay, you develop new weapons, you thought you could win a war, but the destruction of the atomic and hydrogen bombs was so great that nobody was going to win any war in which they were used. And so for the last 40 years, they've not been used, and now all of a sudden we've got a new problem, as you point out, with North Korea, which is why I think that problem needs to be given more attention than it is currently getting.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a hot potato, and here it is. You've got the recent resolution by the United Nations, 15 to 0, including China and Russia, who, if the truth be known, they are co-dependents in this situation with North Korea, aren't they?
Yes, they are. But let's keep also in mind that the North Koreans are paying no attention to that 15 that unanimous decision by the UN, and I doubt they very much will. I have a feeling, could be wrong about this, that a greater show of force of some kind is going to be necessary to give them pause.
Yeah, I think without a doubt. I mean, it's all pointing towards something preemptive, and I give Donald Trump credit where credit is due. Other presidents might have been their hands might have been forced a lot sooner than this, but it's been rather measured with Secretary of State Tillerson, and I believe the military generals that have a lot of input in this administration. What say you?
Yes, I absolutely do. I will give Trump credit for this. He's taking this a lot more serious. Every other president, and I'm going to be bipartisan here, George Bush as well as Barack Obama, they all said this is not going to happen on my watch, and then they just sat there and let it happen. And Trump is, and let's give Nikki Haley a lot of credit too.
I'm without a doubt, huge exactly. Family. Yeah, and what does this say about Iran? That's a whole other deal.
Yeah,
for another week, probably.
They are religiously inspired.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Bruce Kaufman has been with us again. I remind you to check out his website. Bruce, remind everybody where they can be connected with you.
Again, it's historylessons.net, one word, plural. You can also Google my name. The last name is Kaufman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N-N, two S and two N's. You Google Bruce Kaufman and all kinds of things, all kinds of writings of mine are going to come up.
Well, Bruce, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Bruce, as always.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Get involved in the conversation. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Jenny Beth Martin joins us. Always good to have her here with us. President, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots, and we're going to talk health care. Jenny, good to have you with us. How you doing?
I am great. Thanks so much for having me, Bill.
Well, we need to talk about something you and I touched on this the last time we talked, and that is that if change was going to happen with health care, we needed to get away from the special exemptions that, you know, the Congress enjoys, that they're exempted from Obamacare. When we talked about it, what I recalled right away, Jenny, was that there was a story about the Mars Corporation, and I don't know if I shared this with you or not, but the CEO of Mars was going through his warehouses and as he was doing this, they got to one floor and the heat was absolutely stifling. And he's going, whoa, he goes, what is going on here? And they go, well, you know, the air conditioning's not working. And this one particular plant was in a very rather heated area, I believe in the south, and very uncomfortable. And he goes, how long has this been going on? He says, well, you know, ever since, you know, you said we had to watch the bottom line and be careful of expenditures and that sort of thing. And our bonuses were all regarded, you know, we're all calculated based on the money that we spent. So we've kind of held off on allocating the repair of the air conditioning in order to make the numbers come through. Well, the CEO of Mars told one of his assistants who were with him to go and get the manager's desk and put it on that floor. And needless to say, that air conditioning got fixed pretty quick. And so when we were talking and we talked about the exemption of the health care, I couldn't help but remember that story and say, that's what we need to do. We need to get the desk of all the congressmen and senators, put them on the same floor of what everyday Americans are dealing with, and see what happens with health care then, right?
That is so right. The Congress is telling us, well, we need to live under this awful Obamacare law. The Democrats are unwilling. They've passed it, and they're unwilling to repeal it. The Republicans can't seem to get their act together to repeal it, even though they've promised for 6 years and campaigns after campaigns and elections after elections they would repeal it. They haven't been able to repeal it. And in the meantime, they're sitting in, they're getting this special illegal congressional exemption from Obamacare. And it doesn't just apply to congressmen and senators. It also applies to their staff. And they are getting subsidies for their health insurance illegally because of the way Obamacare was written. And those subsidies wind up paying for about 75% of their premiums.
Yeah, isn't that special?
It's completely wrong. They don't, they're not feeling the same pain that everyone else in the country has felt as premiums have increased, as deductibles have increased, as the quality of care has gone down. Many of us have lost our doctors. They're not feeling those same issues to the same extent that all of us are because they have this special exemption from Obamacare that nobody else gets. It's time for it to end. It's time for it to end.
Exactly. Well, there's no way. There's no sense of urgency for them to take care of the problem if they're exempted, right? And this is what we've been saying on our show is they still get their paycheck. They're you know, everything's still running along. Their health care is taken care of for them and their family. And I know that there were a couple of rude statements people took some exception to when Steve Scalise was injured, when he was shot with John McCain. But you know, this is kind of the sentiment. I know it sounds crude and a little rough here, but you know, when it's your health care and you're not getting it, and you know, there are the special people, the elites of our country that are getting it, and then they wonder, and I get called on this because I remind people often, Jenny, that this is a country of, for, and by we the people, which means we're the boss. We're the boss of them, but something has disconnected, that we are not exercising our authority upon our elected leaders. And I think that maybe this might come out of it. If it does, this is going to be a real revolutionary type concept where not only Obamacare, but every law of the land is, you know, that those legislators, they live under the effect of every law they write and create.
They should be living under it. They are not. And there are other examples of it. This one, I think, is really the most egregious because it is so hypocritical of almost every single one of them. The Democrats, there's nothing but pure hypocrisy from it. They think Obamacare is so great. They think it's the most wonderful thing that they've done. It's a legacy for President Obama. And yet here they are. They found a way almost immediately before the law was fully even implemented to get exemptions for themselves and their staff. And they took care of themselves and their staff, just not us.
Yeah.
And then Republicans, they promised to repeal it, and now all of a sudden they're wringing their hands as if they're completely without any kind of power whatsoever, and they're going, oh gosh, we just can't figure out how to get it right. We can't get it right, and we're not able to repeal it yet. Okay, fine. You can't repeal it? Then quit getting this illegal subsidy that none of the rest of us can get. It's wrong. It's time for it to end. And we're asking people to call the White House and urge President Trump to end the illegal exemption from Obamacare. President Obama is the one who made this happen through executive action, and President Trump can end it.
Well, he must be hearing you because he did tweet, if Obamacare is hurting people, and it is, why shouldn't it hurt the insurance companies, and why should Congress not be paying what the public pays?
It's exactly right. And let's just be very clear. It's not just Congress. It's Congress and their staff. Mm-hmm. And the members of Congress will try to cry you a river, basically, mm-hmm. about how it's not fair to their staff, and their staff worked hard, and maybe they don't make as much money as other industries. Okay, I'm sorry. That really stinks for your staff. It also stinks for every business in the country who's had to make these same kind of decisions because of Obamacare. Why do you get to take care of your staff specially when none of the rest of us do?
Yeah, now, that old saying, Jenny Beth, now you should know how it feels, right?
Absolutely. They need to know how it feels. And this is an issue, Bill, that unites us. As Americans, we have so much division in this country. We have division on whether we should repeal Obamacare or not. We have division on people who don't even want to accept the fact that President Trump is the president. But I think that this particular issue unites 95% of Americans, whether you're liberal or conservative, moderate, centrist, whatever, Republican, Democrat. We understand in this country, no man is above the law. If you pass a law, you darn well better be living under the same law you're making all of us live under.
Yeah, it's one of the first things we grow up to learn, and that is it fair? And we know that this is not fair. It's unjust. And we're not only talking, as you say, the staff, the legislators, Congress themselves, the members of Congress, the way they jury-rigged this concept to bend the law. I mean, this is this whole Obamacare deal was one law being bent after another, and that even Justice Roberts became complicit in this whole thing. And here we are living under it as it's imploding right before our eyes. And then you get... idealistic legislators who want to have it all their way. It's not going to happen that way. And you know, we talk about the people that were exempted, and remember there were over 1,000 particular interests and companies that President Obama had exempted as well, right?
Oh, yeah, there were big labor, big businesses, just the list goes on and on. All of these people got different kinds of exemptions. Now, the thing is, the law was written so that some people could apply for exemptions. So they are getting special treatment. They are getting special treatment under the law the way it was written. The way Obamacare was written, it said that all members of Congress and all of their staff had to go on an Obamacare exchange. And the law also says if you are a large business and you go on an Obamacare exchange, your employer shall not subsidize your health insurance premiums. So Congress decided, even though they have 20,000 employees and 12,000 employees who are getting health insurance, make sure you understand that, over 10,000 people, they decided that they would fill out forms fraudulently and illegally and deem themselves a small business with less than 50 employees.
Wow. So much for the rule of law here, and this is all part of the problem. Jenny Beth Martin, Tea Party Patriots co-founder, keep up the great work. We got to keep those calls going into the White House, and again, remind everybody where they can go and get activated at the Tea Party Patriots website.
Yeah, go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, call the White House. And, you know, President Trump may not make friends with Congress when he does this, but he will show he's serious about draining the swamp, and he will earn more approval from more Americans for doing it.
Thank you, Jenny Beth. Appreciate it. Great job.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm telling you. Not only listening to me, but we got Steve-O, the movie guy. Yes, the one, the only, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. I mean, what else do you want here? But we've got a lot of fun things to be talking about at the box office. A bit anemic this past weekend, but nonetheless, the shekels still keep coming in.
Yeah,
and,
$2 just for me. Yeah. $2 for me. This, you know, this time of year, things tend to slow down just a little bit. And Dark Tower, regardless of the mixed, bad reviews.
Yeah, right.
The Stephen King fan base seemed to have decided this is something they wanted to see. They showed up to the box office, making it number one, $19.2 million for The Dark Tower, opening up last weekend. We have Dunkirk. That was number two, which is made about $17.2 million last weekend. That movie is opening up around the world, doing quite well. They think that Dunkirk should end up making about $500 million when all is said and done.
Wow. Not bad.
The Emoji Movie. It is what it is. It was number three, making $12 million. That movie only cost, I think about $50 million to make, which is inexpensive in movie terms. And they've already made back their money, so they're feeling pretty good over there at Sony. We also have Girls Trip, that was number four, and Kidnap, the Halle Berry movie, rounding out the top five. All right, well, out this weekend, if you are a fan of what they call the Conjuring Universe, you're going to be happy to know that Annabelle Creation is being released this weekend. Now, for the unaware...
You mean the Conjuring Universe happens on the big screen, not just in D.C.?
Yeah, all right. This is the cinematic version.
Oh, okay.
We have what they're calling the Conjuring Universe. So this is a series of American horror films which present a fictional take on the real-life cases of good old Ed and Lorraine Warren, these paranormal investigators and authors associated with prominent yet controversial cases of haunting. Now, first of all, we had the Conjuring movie. That was back in 2013. And then, of course, there was the Conjuring 2 movie, Conjuring 3, and then what they're calling the Annabelle spinoff series. I love how they do this these days.
Yes.
We have Annabelle in 2014, and this weekend, Annabelle Creation. Now, here's the deal. 74% of the critics, by the way, are thinking that this is one to see, which is great for a horror film. We have this is taking place several years after the tragic death of their little girl. You have a doll maker and his wife welcoming a nun and several girls from a shuttered orphanage into their home. Well, that sounds nice, right? Well, soon mayhem ensues. They become the target of the doll maker's possessed creation, a demented doll by the name of Annabelle. Now, this is what they call one of those bump-in-the-night horror films. If you like to get scared out of your seat, you know, on a regular basis throughout a film, Annabelle Creation may be something for you to see this weekend. And then we have a movie called The Glass Castle. This is based on Jeanette Wall's best-selling memoir. You know, we've got a great cast here. We have Brie Larson, Woody Harrelson, Naomi Watts. Only 43% of the critics are recommending this. I mean, it was a big book. And I'm not sure that it translates that well to the screen. You have a young girl. She comes of age in this very dysfunctional family of nonconformist nomads. You got a mother who's an eccentric artist and an alcoholic father, played by Woody Harrelson, who would stir the children's imagination with hope as a major distraction to their abject poverty. 43% of the critics recommending, one critic saying, you know, this is kind of like being trapped in Jeanette Wall's childhood. And from the tone of the review, I don't think that that's any place he wanted to be.
It didn't seem like a pleasant place.
No, the Glass Castle. And then if you're looking for an air-conditioned way to spend the afternoon with the kids, you might want to think about The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature. Yes, this is an animated film. You have Surly Squirrel, voiced by Will Arnett, and his whole gang are back. They once again are in Oakton, where the evil mayor has decided to bulldoze Liberty Park and build a dangerous amusement park in its place. Surly and his ragtag group of animal friends band together to save their home, defeat the mayor, and take back the park. Not reviewed for the critics, oddly enough. The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature, rated PG, maybe one for you and the kids to see this weekend.
How did Nut Job 1 do? Do we remember?
Well, evidently it did well enough to make a sequel.
Okay.
You know, I mean, these movies pop up occasionally, and I think, you know, for some people, they just have the kids, and they want to, you know, what are we going to do on a Saturday afternoon? And Nut Job 2, there we go.
Okay.
Now, we have a movie here called Ingrid Goes West. This was a big film up at Sundance this year. It won the Screenwriting Award up there. 82% are recommending. I kind of like the idea of this movie because it takes on the world of social media. You have this character by the name of Ingrid Thornburn, played by Aubrey Plaza. She's this unhinged social media stalker with a history of confusing likes for meaningful relationships. And then a character by the name of Taylor Sloan, played by Elizabeth Olsen. Now, she's one of these Instagram-famous influencers, kind of like a Kim Kardashian. You know, she's a perfectly curated, boho chic lifestyle. Well, she becomes Ingrid's latest obsession. So Ingrid decides to move to L.A. and basically stalk this person. She manages to insinuate herself into the social media star's life, and their relationship quickly goes from hashtag BFF to hashtag WTF. Ingrid Goes West. I kind of like it because it does satirize this world of social media. 82% recommending Ingrid Goes West this weekend. Then we have a film which I'm going to see. I can hardly wait to see it because I'm a big fan of Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. Maybe you remember they took these trips through northern England. This is called The Trip to Spain. I have two daughters that live in Spain, and it's supposed to be, the scenery is supposed to be great, and the food is amazing in this movie. 86% are recommending. You have Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. They embark on another deliciously deadpan culinary road trip. This time around, the guys head off to Spain to sample the best of the country's gastronomic offerings in between rounds of their off-the-cuff banter. 86% recommending that one.
Is this kind of reminiscent of the Road 2 series, remember, years and years ago?
Yeah, I think so. But these guys, I think if you've seen the other two movies, they had the trip and then the trip to Italy. It's kind of a goofy concept. They just basically get together, have dinner, and talk in various locations. those locations being absolutely magnificent. The trip to Spain out this weekend. Kind of movie which, it just, you know, it's a very New York film. It's called The Only Living Boy in New York. Here's the idea. You got Thomas Webb, played by Callum Turner. He's the son of a publisher and his artistic wife. He's just graduated from college. He's trying to find his place in the world. So he moves from his parents' Upper West Side apartment to the Lower East Side. He befriends his neighbor, WF, played by Jeff Bridges. He's this shambling alcoholic writer who dispenses worldly wisdom alongside healthy shots of whiskey. Thomas's world begins to shift when he discovers that his long-married father, played by Pierce Brosnan, is having an affair with a seductive younger woman, played by Kate Beckinsale. Determined to break up the relationship, Thomas ends up sleeping with his father's mistress.
That'll do it, launching
a chain of events that will change everything he thinks he knows about himself and his family. 44% recommending this one. One critic saying it's a dumb male fantasy that's DOA, The Only Living Boy in New York City. Out there, if you're looking for the New York experience, might be one to see this weekend. And then we have Good Time, which is starring Robert Pattinson. You may remember him from the Twilight series fame. After a botched bank robbery lands his younger brother in prison, you have Constantine, played by Robert, who embarks on a twisted odyssey through New York City's underworld in an increasingly desperate and dangerous attempt to get his brother out of jail. This takes place over the course of one adrenalized night. You have Constantine finding himself on a mad descent into violence and mayhem as he races against the clock to save his brother and himself, knowing their lives hang in the balance. Kind of an interesting concept, one that, of course, has been done before. 93%, the critics liking this one, 93% recommending Good Time out this weekend. So if that's what's out new. Now, of course, we have a lot of films, which this might be a good weekend to catch up on what you may have missed over the summer months. I would highly recommend Dunkirk. I think you would do the same, right? Okay. Well, okay. Here's the idea. If you haven't had a chance to see Dunkirk, I would recommend that one. Detroit opened up last weekend. It was kind of an odd time to be opening a movie like Detroit because this is very serious fare, and generally these things play better in the fall or winter months. Only $7.2 million at the box office last weekend. I think it will continue to do well, and they're kind of on a slow burn basis and maybe around for the award season later in the fall. I had a chance to see Baby Driver, which came out earlier in the year. That might be one you want to check out this weekend. And then Wonder Woman, of course, has done really well. It's made about $400 million, and that would be one to see if you haven't had a chance to see that one. And, of course, an Inconvenient sequel opened up a few weeks ago. That is also out there. And then two that were opening up last weekend in a very limited release. They will be going wide soon. We had Wind River, which is starring Jeremy Renner, and Step, which is this very interesting documentary, which chronicles this Step dance program and how it has changed girls' lives and how they hope to be able to go to college as a result of this program. So that's what's happening out there at the box office. And I think probably we should, if we have Bill joining us soon, or maybe it's just me that will be signing off here this morning. What do we have?
Well, it's just you and me, but we can handle it, though, right?
I think we can. What do you want to see this weekend?
I'm actually going to see Dunkirk. Everybody told me how great it was. They said that it's only 90 minutes long, and they say that the pace in it is fantastic, so that's what I'm off to see.
Yeah, visually it is really one to see, and like I said, it's a story that a lot of people haven't been aware of, but one of the major stories of World War II, and doing extremely well. All right, well, that's what's happening at the box office.
Yes.
Bill, I said hi.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Did you know children?